On Michigan Ag Today, we're joined by Dan Cable, a field sales representative with Channel Seeds, located in the southeast corner of Michigan, and we're going to get an update on what this 2024 crop looks like. Let's begin with soybeans. Dan, take us through what we're looking at as far as crop development here in this all-important month of August.
Well, there's some pretty good-looking soybeans around. Our part of the world actually has not had too much rain like other portions of the state. We are today finally getting some much-needed rain to get these soybeans off to a good August. We've had a few aphids in places, but not enough to be a real challenge. The biggest challenge is it appears that there's going to be some weed escapes come through after the challenging spring we had, and some of the chemical programs that were used pre didn't work as well as we had hoped. But generally speaking, if we can get some good rain in August, we should have a pretty good bean crop.
Why do you think they didn't work quite as well as hoped?
We're not really sure whether there was just some areas that didn't get the rain when they needed, or we had some cool temperatures at times. There's a lot of beans that if you start looking, we're going to have some weed escapes coming through. Visiting with a good friend of mine yesterday, just can't believe that there's parts of fields that the chemistry did not work as we had hoped, and other parts look really good. So be aware and keep looking for what's out there.
All right, let's talk about the corn crop as well. Do you feel positive about that as you do soybeans?
Yeah, the corn crop generally went in a little bit later in our part of the world than normal. A lot of corn didn't get planted till the middle of May and the second half of May. Generally, we never got a super big rain to hold the corn back too much. Looks good, coming along pretty well. And so far, we've started spraying for disease fungus to try and increase our yield potential. But we haven't seen a lot of tar spot in our part of the world. In fact, I personally have not seen any. But I just don't hear about it. And we thought this is the year that we were all set up with the weather we had to maybe get an explosion of it. And it just hasn't happened. But I still think that a fungicide treatment on our best acres is certainly going to pay and build more bushels. And with the markets where they are now, that's certainly what we need is all the bushels we can get.
So you said a good rain today. What kind of totals look like a possibility, and how do forecasts look going out further into the coming week to 10 days or so?
Well, it looks like we got another chance here the end of the week to get some more, but we've had our first significant rain of an inch or a little better in 3 weeks. We've never been what I would call drought stressed, but we've been to the point with the heat here a week ago that we were starting to show some stress on the crop. So getting a nice inch of rain so far today in my neighborhood, and a little more than that in other places. Now, I do know there's places to the west side of the state that have just absolutely been inundated the month of July with too much rain, and about the time it gets dried out to where it should be, they get some more, and they did get some more this morning as well. But in the southeast corner, I think we're sitting pretty good. Could have a pretty decent corn crop.
Glad to hear that. We're hearing some talk across the Corn Belt about possible records. Do you care to go out on a limb and predict whether or not that might be a possibility in your area?
I don't think records are a possibility in my area, but I mean, good averages and above averages is enough, hopefully, to keep a guy solvent. I think we've got some some spotty areas where we had a little water damage momentarily and some things that it's probably taking the top end out of what our potential was, but it'll still be a good crop, I think.
Okay, sounds good. Any advice for farmers as we move on through this month?
Well, keep looking, keep track of this crop. I mean, I think tar spot still could come in and affect our yield in the end. We've seen it in the past. So keep looking. Just because it hasn't blown up yet doesn't mean it won't. And if we keep getting some beneficial rains, it could still happen. So we need to be scouting these fields and know what we got, not just guessing from driving by at 55.
Good advice. I kind of wondered if you might go there. Appreciate that. Dan Cable, Channel Seeds, good to hear from you in the southeast corner of Michigan. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.